also the cross kenege me reglayim. It's also to read habs me reglayim. Ashiyat the second of these reglayim vaazmut. Veloishna agave kaka loishna bekli. Vajlo yehi ovid am yuchadam. Shouldn't be a ovid a kli that's miyuchad for me reglayim. Loishna hayu heim bekli tchil v'nesalem mayim. Loishna hayu mayim bekli tchil. So it was before over here is something we've been speaking about all along, that meraglayim, even though it's not masrichen, even though it doesn't smell, still one's not read absent meraglayim. Because if it did smell, then it'll be included in mayim haroyim that's mentioned later on. Now the Mishmur brings down Sifkat and Beis, the fish min ha-teira ain isra likrois ra k'neged omot shekiluch b'vad, since when the Torah the isra is opposite the kiluach v'acha shenofa l'oretz ain isur rak v'divri seferim l'chein hi kilu chazal sheyachol levad l'maydei revius mayim. Therefore chazal were mekel they came in vato with revius mayim v'afil ha'i amei reglaim rubin l'fiz ain imayel revius mayim v'davke kishein masrichim avdeim idu shein masrichim. The Az Asmidin Toira Lukras Negdom a mile revius. A talk shiabale mayim levata serchon. They have to invata serchon. And then the Simon goes on to explain how are you mevatal with the revius. Revius sha'amru the mayor glam shapamacha, so shoshne pamsha. There be is the shoshleshlechen loilum. And Mishmur talks about if I have to pour it on at once or a little at a time. A different pratim about that. Now, different pratim about being mevatel. Now, it's interesting in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Shin Beis. It's in Shin Beis. At the end of Shin Beis, it talks about a beggar that has on it a lichlucha dirt. It says usher to wash it or even to rub it to remove the dirt. It's a form of kibbutz. It says over there that brought down mitamze hitter beisha shalichle chatinik bigdeha b'meraglo. A lady had a child on her lap, and the child with his meir glaim, it seeped out. I guess they didn't have such good diapers, or they had cloth diapers, so it leaked through. It could happen even with regular pampers. And it went onto her clothing. So the matter should title Yedel v'tikanchem v'yisim makom. She could wash her hands and then dry herself on that area. The vatal meir glaim. Shein zer derech liban al derech lichluch. Over there it's before that. And the mashal, I could dry my hands on a towel. I could wipe my face with a towel, even though I'm making the towel wet. Right, my hands are wet. Why? It's called derech lichluch. It's not derech kibbutz. It's derech lichluch. So there it says that she could. She ends it derech liban al derech lichluch. We got me in mechavenes ella lefatal meraglayim, and that she's kavanas. And the Torah is bringing this down. Shein Rabbeinu Tam. And they're showing them their different schayes on exactly what the Rebbeinu Tam was paskening in that maysa, but it's in the Ramah over there, Siman Shin Beis Yud. He brings down mutal and nagiv yada bebeged shehitu by tinek meir glaim kedei levatlon she'en zerak derech luchluch ba'alma. I think that's lashon Ramah over there. So the Magen Avraham is, what's going on? You need a revius, and now Simon we learned, even if it's a small amount of meraglayim, you need a revius. There's no revius of water on her hand. There's no revius. So the answer is that since the meraglayim is not be'en, so you don't need a revius of water. The Chacham Tzvi and the Tshuva and Siman Kuf Beis, he says that even if it is be'en, but if in the Meir Glayim there's no revius, then you don't need a revius of water to be mevatel. It's enough as long as there's roiv mayim. Because he says, the lechamiri Meir Glayim shem midrabanan, the lechamiri Meir Glayim drabanan, may iser taira debata beroiv, Le'amru, we're here one second, I'm sorry. Hello? I missed him, sorry. Okay, go on. The bottom of Le'amru, Vis Mayim, El Lahakal, that feel the Mayor Glaim Rubim, Maspik Rubim Vis Mayim. It's enough for Rubis Mayim. And it's before like that also in the Biagra. So Akamaru comes out that according to the Chacham Tzvi, there's a Din Raiv over here. And this Din Raiv is, this Din Raiv, that's where you find the Svaras of Kama Kama Batal, like we saw, that you'll have to pour on all at once, the Bir Halacha talks about. But what comes out is that there may be situations where you may not need a Raviyah Samayim to be Mevatalat. Okay. Now, that's Simen Ayin Zayin. Ayin Ches. In Simen Ayin Ches, we have Hayekayre v'eschilu meraglov l'shoysal b'yarkov. He was reading and then he felt some meraglaim dripping on his knees, his feet. Paisig ha'shiyich l'amayim v'chayz l'kris. Filum nafla b'godov. Even if it fell onto his begodim and it was wet enough, amnas latfich means it's wet enough that when I touch it, I can make something else wet with it. Kim she mechusim bebigdei. Enough the meraglaim baretz marchik mehem arba ames. Aikishish isbarla kamas in bebeis. Amanta sheivlu bekarka. Hafilu shok kedei ligmas kula, in a tzorch lachza lemakim shepasa. Yeshayim dimshak kedei ligmas kula chayzal roish chayniker. We discussed it when we were learning Samachay, Sharon Lefi HaKayre. So that's over here, it could be Negea if you have a. Someone who's Nebuch on a catheter. So later on in. And Simon Pei, at the end of Dalid, at the end of Sifkat and Dalid, Mishbura quotes from a Chuvas Ramah. Chas of Ramah, but Chuvas Simon Tzadi Ches. Mi sheyesh lechayli, shem taftev tamin mei reglaim la'antzai. Sometimes it's the older people or weak people that they're constantly, it's dripping. What are we going to say? According to our simon, you want me to daven? Yesh lahat elas loy beget seviv evari. We could be matim to put a beget around the aver. I've got them hell yoinim yunikim. Yechon is the basic nesiv yispal. Veshas hatof is meraglayim. At the time when the meraglaim is dripping, yafsik v'achach ispal. V'davkash leo tzuch l'tavtev v'shor shemaschel ispal. Stavke deed shouldn't be m'tavtev when he starts davening. V'av v'shideh shemsech tzvilos yitztarch l'tavtev v'chulu. Ayin sham. So he's quoting this Ramah in the Tshuva, and he says that at the time of that toughest meraglaim, he should stop and then daven. Which means that even though the din is that a person who knows that he'll need to use the bathroom, he's not supposed to start. If he knows he needs it right now, since over here it's only Yisrael Rabbanan, they didn't ask on him not to become Krishma, which is Minotairo, Tefillah, which is Mitzvah Rabbanan. Therefore, they'll matter him even though he knows that he can't hold himself back. Rav Moshe, based on this, he speaks about someone who's on this catheter, and he's attached to the catheter, and the Mei Raglav is being neitfim, it's dripping from him. So he wants to say it's mutfim to daven. He doesn't have to worry about what it says over in Simenai Vav. Why? Because it says the Isra over there is only when it's dripping on the person. Over here it's not touching him at all. It's going straight into the pipe or whatever it's called. And so therefore it's different over there.
Even though that's still
yeah.
That
Right. So over there he says, because it's not bechal touching him at all, so therefore he'll be matter. Now, whether to say Krishma, make a bracha opposite the catheter, so over there of Moshe's Mesupik, what the din will be of plastic, which we'll see further on, later on. Therefore, he says it's better that you should cover the pipe and the bag itself. The best thing is to cover it if you could. But if you can't cover it, there's magum to be mekel. If you can't cover it, then okay. I mean, yeah, definitely. The chesisa, we don't find tzimis anayim in Tzaya. We find that by erva. So over there, it's a din le'yirah. Okay, now I want to just jump to nikudas that we the Siman Ayin Tes is to get to what we were discussing in the past weeks, so I don't know if everyone got there yet. Siman Ayin Tes, Sif Dalid. So here it says, Tsoyas Kelev Chazir, Nosem Bahem Oirois, if they put into them Oirois. And one of the schad that the Kelev received, but they didn't bark on the way to Mitzrayim, is that they can use his tzaya for forever and ever for the oiris of tefillin, and that was one schad that he got, which means that even his tzaya was zeicha to a aliyah. So tzayas kalav chazir nasim em oiris marchikim mehem kemoy mitzayas adam. You have to marchik it from like by tzayas adam. There's a very bad smell. V'im lav k'din tzayas shabem chayva. If she talk l'archem him, im ein b'hem reichra. Now, v'im yesh b'hem reichra, dinam k'tzayas adam. That's not like tzayas adam. Okay, it's tivka d'chav gimel, reichra. What does it mean reichra? We've been discussing reichra. Haynu kol shederech b'nei adam li'istayer, l'istayer, me'oysi reich. What's normal for a person to be pained or to be troubled, it bothers a person. That reich bothers a person. That's what's considered reich ra. So even though in the times of Chazal, it was not mitzayer, but if nowadays it's mitzayer, so then it could be, it's called reich ra. So it could be that these types of tzayis, tzayis kelev, isus, it does have a smell. It could be it goes into the gather of Reich Ra. Kol Shederech Bnei Adam. And then he continues the Mishnah from the Chai Adam. Kos of a Chai Adam, Dover Shetivoy Reich Ra, something which is by its nature has a bad smell, could go in Itzram Chadayma, like tar, mutter. V'lei nikrat Tzoye El Mashin Nisrach Machmas Ipush. What's as a smell because of spoilage or is it decomposing, it's rotting. That's what we're referring to. Chen kasa b'seifa minchas shmo. So therefore, if you have different smells, let's say you have from a exhaust fumes, or how about a smell from a skunk, or in a factory where they're dealing with different chemicals, that's not considered a rechra. That's a natural smell of what it is. A rechra is from something that comes from spoilage or it's rotting. Now now once we have rechra, so then we apply the dinim that we mentioned earlier that depends. There's different categories of reich ra. There's the reich ra, which is where the ikar is there, the source. It has a source. The source for the reich ra is nikar. It's there, like the food that's rotting or whatever it is, the garbage that's rotting over there, or the dirty diapers there. So that's that has the din of tsayer and it's asim in a Torah. And someone makes a bracha b'mezid, it's a bracha levatala, and you're going to have to say it over again. And if it does smell without any cover, you would need to you need 4 amis, which is barach 7 feet from the place where the smell ends, from and where the smell ends from where an average person won't smell it. There's then we have the second category is something which is miyuchet, the whole tzayis adam, which b'derech klal normally has a rechra, so it's also asa to read Kriya Shema over there, right? That those examples are a basic kisei, a ovit of meraglayim or graf sharei, these types of kelim which are made to hold meraglayim or tzaya. So over there, we're going to see in later simanim that there's issa to make brachos in places where they're around, even if they're clean sometimes, and there's no rechra. It'll depend if it's a type of material that's belea, like metal, or I'm sorry, if it's something which is not belea, like metal or zchuchis, so then the chum were mekel. Then there's a third category, which would be. Rechra she'en le'ikah, where the source is not around, and that's midrabban, and that's mishmur brings down in ayin tes of gadon lamarav from God and the Rambam. That's only midrabban, and therefore you only have to be marchik dalet amos from the rech, not from where the rechra ends. Just you have to be marchik yourself from to where there's no reach. And another nafkamin will be over there also. If I just spritz with a spray, that would be enough. With a spray that doesn't destroy the smell, just covers it over, that would be enough. In the first case, it won't be enough. Right, so it could be enough for me. If the baby's diaper is still in the room, so the source of the smell is still there, it won't help to just spray. But if I take the diaper out and then I spray, that would be enough. And then you have the cases of suffering, like we mentioned last week. Yeah. I don't recall seeing that. Did it come up anywhere? Over here? I only saw the other way. I mean, if someone doesn't, it doesn't bother the person, but it bothers most people, then already it seems like we go after the right people. But, or the place, or whatever it is. But, but that I don't call seeing so much. Okay, now, so what we're holding really is by Simon Ayin Tes. I mean, we discussed a lot of Ayin Tes. We discussed an Ayin Vav with Ayin Tes. I think if we go through the Simon, we'll see that we went through a lot of it. We spoke out. So I really want to get to, before this month ends, to discuss Beis Kisei and Beis Merchatz, which is Pei Gimel and Pei Dalet. Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet. And then Pei Hei. We also discussed a lot of points of it, but there's more. So Pei Gimel, Pei Dalet, Pei Hei. I will try next week to give two shirim. Where's the oil I'm holding? The holding already over there? No? What? Ayin Tes, okay. I think Ayin Tes will move quicker. What do you say? Okay, so yeah, we'll try to. I think you should skip, because I think it will move quickly. The Seudas we spoke at already, and we'll have to try to cover that. It's a little my fault that we're rushing, because I think I'm going to be missing a week, so. Okay. Have a good time.